Good morning. You're listening to Issues of the Environment as part of Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. I'm Patrick Campion, sitting in for a vacationing David Fair this week. And what we're going to be talking about is an issue that's, I'm sure, near and dear to anyone that has attempted to drive 23 southbound during the morning commute or 23 northbound during the afternoon commute, and that is MDOT's proposals for how to deal with traffic issues through that stretch of highway. And with me this morning is Larry Deck, a board member of the Washtenaw Bicycling and Walking Coalition. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning.
Tell me a little bit first about what is the Washtenaw Bicycling and Walking Coalition.
We aim to make Washtenaw County a national leader in bicycling and walking. We advocate improving facilities, policies, and community support. And we've been fairly effective in getting a lot of projects built, a lot of policies favorable, working in conjunction with citizens and with public officials.
So just give me a quick, maybe an example or two. What are the things that you're proud of that you've gotten accomplished?
One good example is the overpass of I-94 at Ann Arbor-Saline Road, where there was no good accommodation for bicyclists or walkers. Working with public officials and citizens, we were able to work with MDOT and the local agencies to get that bridge improved by putting in a sidewalk and having bike lanes. So it's now much safer to cross in an area that's busy with residences and businesses and commercial areas. Another example is the crosswalk issue in Ann Arbor. There was confusion about what the state policy was on that. The state policy said that people, to stop for a car, a pedestrian need to be in the crosswalk. Now, did that mean the pedestrian had to actually be in the street? Mm-hmm. It was unclear, so we wanted to clarify that. So there was an ordinance passed in Ann Arbor to clarify what that meant, either in the crosswalk or at the edge ready to cross. And that's helped lead to a lot of activity and improve facilities for pedestrians, and we hope that some statewide policy can result from that.
All right, so now we know who you are and we know why you're here, but let's talk a little bit about what we're going to talk about today, and that is that stretch of U.S. 23 north of Ann Arbor. It is notorious for being congested in both directions. There's several accidents through there because of the congestion, and there's several aging bridges. Now, the Michigan Department of Transportation has just finished seeking public comment on a plan to develop to relieve rush hour traffic on U.S. 23 north of Ann Arbor. Talk about for a little bit couple of the things that they're planning on doing through there that they think will help ease congestion.
A number of things, and we agree with a lot of the things they're proposing, but there's some things that we don't agree with. For one thing, they want to repair the road, which needs repair. They're planning to extend some ramps, exit and entrance ramps, which will make things safer. We agree with that. And improving the bridges that they're rebuilding to have accommodations for bicyclists and walkers, we like that. They plan to have some crash investigation sites and put in some roundabouts, which will make situation safer on the side of the bridges. The thing that we don't agree with is their proposed extra lane, which would be selectively opened. We think they were innovative to go as far as they did, but we'd like to see them go farther. They're proposing to open a shoulder lane in the center during peak periods to all traffic. We think that would just tend to induce additional traffic and encourage sprawl in the area and have negative impacts in the communities downstream. What we would like to see is that extra lane to be a high-occupancy vehicle lane so that carpool people, transit vehicles, could use that lane and more effectively get to where they're going.
Well, let's talk about that okay. For just a moment, to some of the technology behind it so people are clear what we're talking about.
Yeah.
They call this a dynamic shoulder. And basically, it's one lane that would be used by southbound commuters during the morning and northbound commuters during the afternoon with a gate system in place to keep people from going on it when they shouldn't be going on it. So essentially, you get a one-lane addition to both sides of the road without having to widen both sides of the road. And you're proposing that this may be better used, if they do this, to restrict it to just HOV cars, vehicles with more than one person in them and you agree with me here, if I'm right, to promote more sustainable commuting by having people group together in vehicles and come southbound or northbound together instead of one person in a car.
That's right. Now, it wouldn't be a physical gate that would control access to that. There would actually be signs overhead signs that would mark whether that lane was open or not. So they're proposing to have X's basically on the lane when during non-peak periods and have it open with an arrow during peak periods. But again, that's what we would like to see it labeled HOV only during all times so that high occupancy vehicles could go there.
Right, and this would be, if it was to go the HOV route, it would be the only HOV lanes in the state of Michigan. It's not something that has been done here at all, right?
That's true as far as I know, yeah. Now, there are a number of other places in the state where this would be a useful thing to do, but currently there aren't the precedent and the policies in place to facilitate that. We think this could be a good opportunity to develop those policies.
They're saying 60 to 65,000 vehicles a day go through this stretch. Have you seen any models of how much this might improve or what they envision it as improving this corridor that gets heavily congested during the peak commuter times?
They have done analysis of that, and they've looked at how it would affect travel times and how it would affect congestion, and they have detailed information on that available on the MDOT website. It would not reduce travel times by very much, but in their projections it would reduce it slightly. One thing we're concerned about, though, is the induced traffic. When you increase capacity, it tends to cause more traffic in the long run and sometimes to affect development patterns. And that could, in the long term, increase traffic. And then also, it may relieve a bottleneck in one point, but then create a bottleneck farther downstream in the urban areas where there are people employed.
Right, and then I know that we've discussed in the Ann Arbor area as well that if you continue to push more cars into Ann Arbor, it's going to make driving around the city proper more difficult and make parking even more of an issue than it is now. Has that come into the discussions at all?
Well, yeah, definitely. Congestion on the streets locally and parking are issues, but also the impact on one of our interests, which is bicycling and walking. By having more traffic and more cars, it makes the community less comfortable for bicycling and walking, and we want to see the community be more comfortable for those things.
Do you see Ann Arbor as a fairly comfortable city for bicyclists and pedestrians?
Yes, I think so, and it's been getting more so as a result of things we've been doing in conjunction with public officials, and there's been a lot of public support from agencies and elected officials around the county. We think that the county is becoming more friendly for bikers and walkers. We want to see that process continue.
Let's talk one part about this project that you were fairly happy with, and that's the improvements to existing bridges that they're planning on replacing over US 23. Talk for a moment about what parts of that are attractive to your organization.
Yeah, I believe there's three bridges scheduled for replacement, and they're proposing to have wide car lanes, which would have room for bike lanes, and then also to have sidewalks on those bridges. There wouldn't be connections in the local communities. Those could be provided later by the communities, but at least it would provide the infrastructure for safely crossing the expressway on bicycle or on foot.
And just comment really quickly, we've just started investigatory work on, I haven't personally, but the state of Michigan has just started investigatory work into the north-south commuter line. Mm-hmm. And have they talked about that train line in combination with this expansion, or are they two things that would work well as companions into the future? And which is your preference, and how do you see that working?
They have looked at that as part of the environmental assessment that MDOT did. They see it as a complementary but separate project right now. But that is on its own track for being analyzed and alternatives developed on that. There are challenges with cost implementation, but we'd like to see that happen. Personally, I love train travel, and I'd like to see that happen.
Well, and obviously that would reduce the stress on the parking and the urban traffic issues within the city of Ann Arbor as well.
Right. It would be, train travel helps that way and helps support communities at both ends of the line.
Well, and you can walk your bike onto a train and get off and take your bike wherever you might need to go when you get off of it.
Exactly, yeah, and trains and bikes work together well that way.
All right, thank you. That was Larry Deck, the board member for the Washtenaw Bicycling and Walking Coalition, talking about the proposed project that will be happening on US 23 just north of Ann Arbor, involving dynamic shoulders and bridge replacements and repairs. If you'd like more information about the project, you can find that at our website, which is WEMU.org.